Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
8:55 as we cruise through this Friday morning, Tommy Tucker, WWL. This organization we're going to talk about, Son of a Saint, is one of those organizations that they've had such an impact on the community. It seems as though they've been around a lot longer than they actually have been, although 15 years is nothing to sneeze at. And with that, we welcome in William Jones, Director of Executive Engagement at Son of a Saint. Good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm blessed. I'm well. How are you?
I am okay, sir. Tell me about the organization and then tell me about the block party.
So Son of a Saint was founded in 2011 by Sonny Lee. You know, it came out of necessity from a standpoint of he grew up without his father. His dad passed away when he was 3 years old due to a heart attack. And so, unfortunately, he grew up without his father. But he had a great support system with his mom, Ms. Cynthia Lee. And she provided, you know, therapy opportunities, surrounding him around amazing men, travel opportunities, you name it. And so he thought that, hey, if this worked for me and I turned out okay, why don't I, you know, duplicate that for the young men in New Orleans growing up without their father. And so started in 2011 with $100 in his pocket. And now here we are 15 years later with, you know, close to over 700, you know, youth that we support and serve. And we're a nonprofit that literally supports young men who lost their fathers to long-time incarceration and acts of violence and deportation. And so it's been, you know, amazing journey. And, you know, that's the great thing about this organization has been here serving the youth, like I said, for 15 years and want to keep going, get another strong 15 years.
I think that's some of the more important work that can be done in the community. I really sincerely do. Tell me about the open, the block party that's coming up.
Yes. So we're celebrating 15 years, like I mentioned. And so this is just an opportunity to say, you know, to celebrate, come celebrate with us, the community, our sponsors, our supporters. And, you know, really want to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, Jones Walker, for, you know, helping out with this initiative, as well as some of our other supporters like Delta Utilities. But the block party is just an opportunity for us to kind of look back and, you know, on the last 15 years. And we're going to have music, going to food, games. It's going to be free face painting. There's going to be games and activities. There's going to be a bounce house. There's going to be a dunk tank. Sonny is going to be in the dunk tank around 6 o'clock. So if you want to get Sonny in the dunk tank, please make sure to come. We'll have a DJ, DJ Rockaway. He's amazing. Preservation Hall Band. There'll be free snowballs. You know, thanks to Parkway, free Italian ice. And so we'll also have a lot of food vendors too. So it's just a chance to come out, celebrate. Whether you are a mentee, a mom, a guardian, a mentor, a volunteer, a donor, a supporter, anybody that's involved in the Son of the Saint community, and if you just want to learn more about the organization, we'd love for you to come by Saturday, August 22nd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be great vibes, great food. That's pretty much a lot about the block party.
I'm going to tell you what, as hot as it is, I think going into the dunk tank would be a treat. If somebody wants to get involved, William, because I do think it's a great organization, Jones Walker does as well. If somebody wants to get involved, how do they do it?
Absolutely. You know, you can, you know, reach out to me. That's one way, at william@sonofasaint.org, or they can go to our website, www.sonofasaint.org. We have a page specifically of getting involved where people can get involved as a mentor, a volunteer, or if you want to be a donor or a supporter, you can do that as well. Mentors. There's an application that we have to fill out, the background check involved. Those are individuals that really want the young men to aspire to be and kind of show them a ropes about this thing called life. Volunteers, we have big events like this. Later in the year, we have our women's luncheon. We have our gala. We always need volunteers. This organization does not, you know, run and go on for 15 years without volunteers, which could be women or men. And then, again, if you want to, you don't have the time, there's always ways to donate and support. We have.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're out of time. Go to Son of a Saint. You can find it. Just search it online. You'll find it.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.